Survive in advance. Welcome back to another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Thursday night, March 6, 2025. Eddie Greer, K-State grad, 2013, current alum. All things K-State sports, football, men's women's basketball, men's women's golf, indoor track and field, and so much more. It's your first time listening to this podcast for the very first time. Thank you so much for tuning in. You turn in the right time, folks. We have been super busy on this podcast. Yesterday, three episodes were posted there yesterday. And every now and then, again, you did that. But at this point in time, you might be getting that every day. We've been rocking out content here. Obviously, women's basketball, postcast, Big 12 tournament. First game for the K-State ladies. We'll get into that in just a minute. You've been following us since the beginning of the year or in and out or... excuse me, or hanging out with us since the very beginning, going all the way back to the COVID year. Thank you so much again for your all of your support. Make sure you go ahead and do hit the subscribe button, like, subscribe, hit the alarm bell. Every time we upload content, like, you're gonna hear, you see this tonight, y'all be first to know about it. As we'll continue to spread word about the Purple Project Podcast. We try to cover all things K-State sports, not just football and basketball. We don't do that here. We try to cover all things K-State sports. Okay. All right. So, game one for the K-State women's basketball team happened earlier this morning in the lunch hour. They're in, up here, right here in Kansas City. T-Mobile sitting where EG3 is about 20 to 25 minutes away from T-Mobile, so really not that far away. And unfortunately, with the way K-State drawled out with the seed, cannot see them unless if they can get past West Virginia tomorrow. But we'll celebrate this win right now over UCF. And damn, boy, UCF made this interesting. really, throughout. And then K-State, of course, put the turbo boost on them in the fourth quarter, 80-65 in the second round of the Big 12 tournament, which, again, kicked off today with the Cats, obviously, after UCF defeated BYU in the first round, in the very first game of this tournament, right? And I saw, this was a little concerning, your All-American candidate, Serena Sundell, she turned it on late, but 2 points, I saw at some point, she had 2 points in 25, 26 minutes. Ooh, man. Again, I have said this since last week. Since Kansas State lost against Iowa State. Since Aoka Leland went down in general. But, I didn't say it that, but you're going to have more from Tamir Poindexter, Jalen Glenn, and especially, and I said her this individual's name a lot lately, Zianna Walker, right? If they're going to make any type of deep run, including getting past West Virginia tomorrow, which is going to be the quarterfinals, then you're going to have to do something. You have to get more production out of those girls. And for the longest part there, all right, let's just take a look at the box. For the longest part there, Zianna Walker had a big game this morning for K-State as well. K-State was leading by 7. They won the first and second quarters, and then here came UCF. Went on a little bit of a run to cut the deficit to 9. It was a big lead of 11, but UCF made a late run in the third quarter late to cut the lead to under double digits. I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, shit, right? And then, of course, K-State. Man, what the heck? In the K-State there. Winning the fourth quarter, the most important quarter. You got to win that. K-State's been dominant in the third quarter all year long, but that belonged to UCF there, as UCF's Caitlin Peterson scored 21 points in this game. And let me double-check here K-State's line here before. I mentioned Serena Sundell. That's time for game high with Serena Sundell. S-squared answered the bell. So Serena Sundell, 2 points. I tracked it, and maybe probably tomorrow I'll be tuning into this game, because majority of my work, I work on the road 90% of the time, so I will be tuning in to the quarterfinal game tomorrow. Brian Smoller on the call, I'm pretty sure. Obviously, you got K-State baseball kicking off the homestand and their home schedule officially tomorrow afternoon against William Mary. Got that going on. Trying to stay on the postcast on women's basketball. Eddie Greer III for this winning episode of the podcast. K-State moves on to play West Virginia. This is played them about a week and a half ago and lost to them on the road in Morgantown. So K-State looking to pay them back tomorrow. But Kaitlin Peterson and Serena Sundell, UCF and K-State, 21 points tied a game high there. Zianna Walker. This is what you need right here from your all Big 12 defensive first teamer, all Big Team player. 13 points. You cannot have her not score no points or 2 points. This is what I'm talking about right here. And I am right on the money when talking about women's basketball team. You need more from the Jalen Glenns, the Taylor. There we go. Penny in the bank, baby. Penny in the bank. Kennedy Taylor. Listen, no. I've been doing that all year long, switching the name of Kennedy Taylor, who has been awesome off the bench, giving that spark. That nickname belongs to Taryn Sides, the Energizer Bunny. But Kennedy Taylor, on a serious note, she has brought the juice, like I say, all year long, and she did it again here. And this is the reason why K-State's moving on to play West Virginia tomorrow. 13 from Walker, Glenn 11, Kennedy 10. That's what I'm talking about. You need other gals to step up to the plate when your best player will leaves out for the whole tournament. How far K-State goes, Lee can't contribute. Ayoka Lee, we're talking about here in the Pro Project Podcast, right? So, Tamir Poindexter, it's a little concerning there. 5 points there. Fortunately for K-State, you don't need her. There, you'll need her tomorrow. You'll need more from Tamira Poindexter tomorrow. But you got Sides and Imani Lester has really come on here late in the season. And then she played well against Iowa State. Again, she brought the juice too. And then she brought it here. You want to be peaking at the right time. Well, 8 points for Imani Lester this afternoon with Sides. Eliza Maupin had 4 points in 10 minutes of action, and Gisella Sanchez was shut out in this ball game here as K-State did shoot. Oh, hang on a second. Almost looked the wrong. K-State, 53% shooting from the field and 50% shooting from three there as well. Serena Sundell came to life there in the second half of this game. 29 minutes, 9 of 17 shooting from the field. Hit a three, 1 of 3 from downtown. Perfect from the stripe. Terrence Size, 2 of 3 from downtown. Jalen Glenn hit her only three there as well. And Tamira Poindexter also knocked down one from downtown as well in this ball game as Kansas State advances. Moving on. Play them. Press Virginia. 80. UCF 65 in the first game of the second round of the Women's Big 12 Tournament. Eddie Greer III here on this postcast edition of the podcast here. We'll get to Jeff Mini here in just a moment. A number I'm going to bring up right here, 52 wins. And this is going back to last year, right, where K-State, of course, went to, obviously, got to the NCAA tournament and went to the second round and fell to Colorado. 52 wins in the last 2 years under Mini with this core group. So again, you want to, I stress this in the last K-State women's basketball episode. I have stressed this, and I'm going to stress this to the point. Gotta try to take advantage of it. And West Virginia and K-State, to me, they're a little even. And if K-State, they're gonna have to solve that press tomorrow. They're gonna have to. If they're gonna get to the semis tomorrow, they're gonna have to solve it. And they're gonna obviously take Yoki out of the equation because she's not available. Yeah, you're gonna need a lot. I think you're gonna need more from Poindexter. You're gonna need more than a little 5 points there as well. You're gonna need the same from everybody. You're gonna need at least 4-5, and no more than 4 at least. 4 ladies in double digits, and I'll probably go on limb and probably say these 4, and maybe a little bit more from Poindexter. And maybe if you can get Sides again, you know she's going to bring it off the bench as well. So, hey, I mean, look, you have the opportunities there for this team. It just, they have to figure this out. And they're going to have to figure it out quickly. Hey, we got bad UCF. That's one thing, playing a 13 seed. Now, the big test now, got to play West Virginia, the 4 seed. 4 or 5 matchups. These are toss-up. And like I said, to me, in my opinion, they're even in Kansas State, by the way. 26th win in 2025. 26-6 now. And now they're moving on to the quarterfinals now. I don't have anything on Jeff Mitty there. So, once again, let's run it back. Tomorrow morning, West Virginia. The 4 seed. 4 or 5 matchup. The kickoff, day 3 up here in Kansas City. They're a kick in K-State. Knock out the Mountaineers and get to the semifinals. That will be a test there as my voice. I don't know what it's doing, but I'm going to need some water here after I get off this episode here as well. So Serena Sundell woke up in the second half there, and you get play from your rest of your star player, your core, Jalen Glenn, Gianna Walker. Again, you're going to need a repeat performance. Come back. Come right back. Same time, same channel. Come right back. You got to do it again. This is all about now. Going out there in West Virginia, they beat you in West Virginia. So now you kind of have a little, if it matters, a little bit of home court advantage. And you got to go and figure it out. So Jeff Mitty and the company, they know what the task is at hand. Go out and do it as well. I'm not going to pay attention to the rest of the bracket. Hey, if we beat K-State, and not K-State, what I'm talking about. If we beat West, if we get past West Virginia, hopefully tomorrow, then I'm gonna look at the rest of the bracket. If not, then it's a moot point. So I'm not gonna even go dare to look at it right now. I'm just gonna worry about what K-State needs to do. The ladies need to do in Kansas City tomorrow against West Virginia. What helps them, I guess, as far as Jeff Mitty and the squad goes, they play at the same time. So they got some rest now. Kind of look at the film a little bit, get themselves ready to go. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. The 4-5 matchup kicks off day 3 up here in Kansas City at the T-Mobile Center. K-State gets past UCF. Who's next? West Virginia. West Virginia, we just played that team like 2.5 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago, and K-State got dominated. So we're going to find out what adjustments that Jeff Mitty and his coach staff have made going into this matchup. We'll see. And I think last year in the tournament, K-State beat West Virginia. So you can play with this team. It's 4 or 5 matchups. So, and it went down to the fourth quarter. So I expect nothing less from this team. So Cats, move on to the quarters. We'll see what happens tomorrow morning against West Virginia. This is it. That's West Virginia. Messed it up. Pearl Project Podcast, all things K. I messed up my own closing delivery. What am I doing? Pearl Project Podcast, get it. Wherever I get your podcasts, Freedom Bubble Daily. When I have a chance to record Kansas State content, folks. K-State survive in advance. We're going to quarters to play the West Virginia Mountaineers, a 4-5 matchup tomorrow at 11, and we'll do the same thing regardless of what happens, win or lose. We'll have a postcast for you the following day. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Also, big thanks to Alex Aiden. We'll bring him back on the beginning of next week. Here, I don't know the topic. We're going to focus on one topic. probably more talk about this Kansas State women's basketball team probably next week, and probably a little bit about the baseball team as they begin their 3-game series home schedule against William Mary this weekend. Pearl Project Podcast continues. Congrats.